Lord, we just thank you for this time. Father, just give me your words to speak. Just cause what you've put in my heart, Lord, to just come out and let there be revelation, Father. Amen. Hang on, let me put this on. Do not disturb. Because I promise you, one of my children will call me during this time.
Yes, speak up, Deese.
So this was the first Lazarus. We've been doing Lazarus for 30 years now, okay? This is the first Lazarus that I did not have a horrific attack during and before Lazarus. I mean, the things that the same old junk patterns that the enemy would hit me with, I got through. We got to the end of Saturday night, and I was like, wow, I cannot believe it. This is the first Lazarus in 30-something years that I didn't go through that attack, or it just didn't hit me like, you know, it was like, I don't know. It was just like my eyes were locked on Jesus, and there was no moving them, okay? But about 3 days later, after Lazarus, I got attacked so bad. I just blew it. As far as I was concerned, I blew it. And I thought, oh my gosh, the millionth time. And the enemy came in like a flood, started just lying to me, started just telling me about, I'm not just talking about just this little blow it moment. I'm talking, he just started reminding me of every place that I've blown it in the last, things that I feel like I just squandered, things that I just did wrong, things that I just, because I didn't do this right, buddy, it's never going to be like it would have been. But that's okay, you got Jesus. Well, that is true, I have Jesus, but I have something so much. He's just more than just, that's okay, you've got Jesus. You have all that comes with Jesus. You have a Savior. You have someone who bore your sins. Says in Isaiah 53 that he took responsibility for our sins. I'm going to read exactly that definition. Responsibility is the act of being accountable for something or someone. Okay? It says that he took responsibility for our sins. Now, understand that I'm not trying to say that you can just do whatever you want. There's always going to be a river of grace running your way. There just is. Where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. But I'm talking about you may have even done something, chosen to do something that gears you, that just kind of takes you a little bit off the path, where had you have not chosen to go this way, I mean, if you'd have chosen not to do that and you just went forward, you might be here, but you kind of veered and went this way. And so I was just talking to the Lord about it this morning, and I was just like, Lord, I just feel so bad. I mean, I just feel so full of regret. And I was just bearing my soul to the Lord, and my eyes just fell on that scripture where it said he took the responsibility for our sins at the cross. And then he just started talking to me about the river of grace that's running my way. So you may be in a circumstance that you put yourself there, or maybe someone else's mistake put you there. But there's a river of grace that's running our way, y'all. There's a river that's making all things new. There's a river that's taking everything, and he's turning it around and using it for our good. It's the glory of having a Savior. He saves us in our mistakes. He saves us from our mistakes. He makes all things new. He works all things for our good. And so you might be walking through a dark place. You might be walking through a place, and a dark place is just that. You can't see what's going on, and you can't see the outcome of what's going to happen. You might be running in a place like that right now, but we have been told over and over again to lock our eyes on Jesus, because those dark places have a purpose in our life. That was a dark few days that I just went through. And I just locked my eyes on Jesus, and I just said, Lord, I know this. You have a word for me, and you are the way. You're the light in this darkness. I don't have to understand what, I don't have to know what you're going to say to me right now. I just know who you are to me right now. You're big enough for me. I can rest in your goodness. I can rest in who you say you are. And but those dark places, y'all, have a purpose in our life. Those dark places are meant to cause us to do just that, to lock eyes with Jesus, to lean into our beloved, to rest in him, to just set your eyes on him and fight that good fight sometimes of just being careful to make that choice, being careful to enter in, being careful to put your eyes on things that are above in those dark places, because that's your light. That's your door is Jesus, right? It's pressing into him and surrendering to him, because he's going to bring us up out of those dark places. He's going to take all the things that you think you lost, and he's going to turn it around, and he's going to cause it to work to good for good. And he's a restorer. He's a redeemer. So we can know that everything the enemy tries to hit us with, thinking that you can't ever have it as good, you can't ever know that you can't have this, is not true. Because everything about God is redemption. Everything about God is restoration. Everything about God is good. So there's nothing in him that can do anything other than that. He can't not work it for good. He can't not restore and redeem, because that's who he is. So what do? We lock our eyes on Jesus, and we stand, and we just move into his presence. We just lean into him, and he will bring us up out of those dark places. We'll come up out of those dark places more grounded. We're in Christ. You can't get any more than that. But your mind, you will come out knowing. You will come out resting. You will come out being who you already are. You will come out realizing who you are as we lock eyes with the Lord.
Amen.
And y'all, that river of grace and that river of making things new is always running our way. Always, always, always. And if you lose sight of that, it's okay. You just turn your eyes on Jesus, and I promise you, that's exactly what you'll meet, is that river of grace. You'll hear his promises. You'll be reminded. And when you're having these little conversations in your head where you're just thinking, you think that you're the one thinking, okay, Lord, I know you're good. That's really God telling you, I'm good. That's really God putting in your mind who he is and reminding you of truth. Whatever that sounds like to you, it is the Lord speaking truth to you. It is the Lord speaking hope to you. If you're hearing anything else, you're definitely not hearing the Lord, because it's a river of life that runs our way. So everything that comes out of his mouth is life. He can't be anything else. And then when we're walking through those places, we will come out taking hold of that for which we were taken hold of. We will come out with a new authority, new power, new faith. You come out just leaning. You come out just more assured of who the Lord is and who he's going to be for you and who you are in Christ. You just come out believing, and more, your mind is just more like, your mind is just set on him, and the enemy can't find you there. He can't get in that place. But you will come out of that place having taken ground. The enemy cannot get back. You will come out taking ground. You won't lose again. And I'm telling you, you want to talk about regret? What God's going to do with us, no matter what, when we surrender to him and we allow him, when we say, Lord, here you are, you do what you want with my life, he'll turn it around. And I tell you this, the enemy will live in regret the rest of your life for the heck that he gave you, for the words that he spoke to you. And it'll be too late, because you'll have come up out of the darkness leaning on your beloved, standing on a promise, walking in a new confidence, and walking in a new place of just knowing Jesus. And it'll be too late for him. He can't undo what he did. He can't undo the place that he pushed you into. He will live in regret the rest of your life. Not only that, he'll live in regret the rest of his life, because everything that we do, y'all, has reward. Everything that, every place of just standing in Jesus, every place of obeying Jesus has harvest. harvest has harvest. Harvest, harvest has harvest. And it goes on and on and on, because everything that we do, it will touch the people around us. And then they will touch the people around them. And then they will touch the people around them. And for all eternity, one little person will affect years and years and years and years down the road from making a decision to just trust the Lord now and to walk with the Lord now. So the enemy is going to live in regret for a really, really long time.
Amen.
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 So, Lord, just make that real to us, Lord. God, just make that real to us, Father.